Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who do you think you are, God? This is a question you'll hear from your modern-day Baptist visitors when you pronounce absolution on your congregation in the divine service. And I can assure you that you'll also hear it from a few of your own parishioners throughout your ministry. And it's the question John, the original Baptist, in the best sense of the word, faced from the priests and Levites sent from Jerusalem. What do you say about yourself? Who do you think you are anyway, John? What gives you the right to baptize if you aren't the Christ, Elijah, or the prophet? At least they're sarcastically admitting that someone besides the Christ could baptize. You think that just because you're a PK, a pastor's or a priest kid, that you can preach and baptize? Who do you think you are, pastor, that you can forgive sins in water, word, and food? Echoing the teachers of the law when Jesus healed the paralytic, who can forgive sins but God alone? Then who are you? Well, apparently Elijah and the prophet could have baptized and preached, and obviously John could, and so will you. For God is praised because he gives such authority to men. Like John, you will be sent by God as a witness to testify concerning that light. Like John, you are not the light, not the Christ, but a witness to the light. Like John, you are a voice. You are a thrilling voice that's sounding. And what is that sound? What is your testimony? Christ is near. Christ is here. We give the Anointed One through font, word, and holy meal. We're sent to proclaim and deliver him who stands among those who do not know him. He who preaches good news to the poor, binds up the brokenhearted, frees captives, releases from darkness, and brings the Lord's favor, who comforts the mourning and grieving, who bestows crowns of beauty and gladness, who clothes us with garments of praise and robes of righteousness, that we may display his splendor. 2 days ago, our small community of Union City, Michigan, laid to rest a 21-year-old Marine who was among the 10 Marines killed by a bomb blast in Iraq a couple weeks ago. Although he wasn't a parishioner of mine, I do have a 21-year-old parishioner, a friend of the fallen, who is a Marine Reserve and has served in Iraq, and has visited this campus many times with me. So these tragedies so often hit so close to home. It's to families and friends who mourn and grieve that we have the privilege of being a voice to, a voice of good news in the midst of tragedy. This is the good news of forgiveness and salvation and everlasting life, won on the cross by the one whose sandals we are unfit to untie. We do this because we're sent by God, that all who see will acknowledge that they are people of the Lord as blessed, that we delight in the Lord, rejoicing in our God, for he has clothed us with garments of salvation and arrayed us in robes of righteousness. Who do you think you are, God? No, I am not the I am. Like John, a PK, a promise keepee, God's kept promise of last week's Isaiah prophecy, I'm a humble voice, proclaiming repentance and faith, proclaiming what the name John means, that the Lord has been gracious, proclaiming the anointed light, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, that through this ministry, all men might believe. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all that our minds can do guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.